This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
503-864-6326. That is the fan text line. Got a lot of texts coming in after Chauncey Billups announced a contract extension with the Portland Trail Blazers. Multi-year deal. Joe Cronin, general manager. Multi-year deal as the general manager of the basketball club. We've got a bunch of texts. Okay. Where do we even start? Well, the Blazers is jockeying in mediocrity for the foreseeable future. It's so Blazery, that one coming in. We got a lot of purgatory texts that have come in.
It's just so tiresome. They haven't even entered mediocrity yet. That's the thing. It's just like...
Well, I think that is kind of one of the symbols of mediocrity is when you are not even there yet and you're like, you know what? We're just going to sit. This is what fandom is, though.
Ask the Houston Rockets or go ask the Detroit Pistons what it actually is. They were not good 2 years ago. The Pistons weren't good a year ago. It's, oh my God, whoa. Well, now you're talking about a team in the West that, and a two seed in the Rockets. They're a freaking two seed. Yeah. And they still have holes, and people are picking whoever comes out of the play-in, basically, like, oh, they're probably going to beat the Rockets because they're untested, and they might. But you look at the Pistons right now, and they're matched up against the Knicks. There are people right now who are like, I think the Pistons are going to beat the Knicks. They won 15 games last year.
Yeah.
Mediocrity and purgatory is when there's no path out.
Well, and where is the path out for this team? And that's where this is purgatory. Like, it really is, because what did the Houston Rockets do, Danny? They won 17 games, 20 games, and 22 games. That's what they did.
Yeah.
They got lucky
in the lottery.
No, but they're the two seed right now because they went through hell for three seasons and they committed to it and they got, you're right, they did get lucky in the lottery. But guess what helped their luck? Winning 17, 20, and 22 games.
And look at how many games did the Blazers win in the last 3 years?
And right now, look at where the Portland Trail Blazers are, though. Right? Like, if this isn't...
They're a year behind what the Rockets were.
Okay.
They're on almost the exact same trajectory.
So...
They're almost the exact 40, same trajectory.
41 and 41 last year for the Houston Rockets.
Yes. Five-game difference.
Okay. I don't see that because we went over...
I don't expect them to be the number two team in the West. I'm not saying that. But when you're talking about... Purgatory is when you
but
don't
the
have
same trajectory,
the Suns are in purgatory.
The same trajectory, they had the 2, 3, 4, 3 picks. Yeah, they did get lucky in the lottery, but that's what it takes, right?
Yes, but you can't.
And have the Blazers gotten lucky in the lottery?
Once, as opposed to four times. And that's.
So that's not the same trajectory.
No, it is, though, in the sense of the idea of like Purgatory is when you don't have draft picks, you don't have a way out, and your only way out is
so you're
to
just
be
changing
god-awful.
The definition of your purgatory, but I'm
no,
telling
purgatory
you
purgatory means there's no
that is where the Blazers
stuck.
Fans
they're,
feel
they're not stuck though
but they that's what Blazers fans feel like we feel
I don't
stuck.
Care what they feel like
but you should because no. That's what everybody says
hold on you're not you have an unwillingness to hear what other people are saying.
I have unwillingness because it's not based in any reality.
But it is.
Your reality.
No, it's not. It's not reality. Reality is not having assets, not having young players, not having a young roster. If your roster is old, your draft picks are squandered, and you've got nothing else to go for. They have positive. This isn't me carrying the Blazers' water. This is looking around the NBA. If you look around the NBA, teams that are in purgatory right. don't have any assets. They don't have any draft picks. Their salary cap is hell. It's strapped yep. out for 5 years. The Blazers don't have any of those. They have $50 million coming off the books in a year.
But this is where, and that is an issue, right? That's also, yeah, they got $50 million coming off the books in a year. But
up to 70.
But that also is a situation where Blazer fans are saying, can't you make the team better by making a move and facilitating a deal to make your roster better?
Yes, which is, they have an opportunity to do that, which is what teams in purgatory, the Phoenix Suns, can't make a move because of where they are on the cap. The Milwaukee
and no draft
Bucks,
picks too.
The Milwaukee Bucks can't make moves because of where they're at. Like if you look up and down the NBA, the teams that are in purgatory are very, very, very clear. They don't have avenues, and their only way out is to be god awful.
Okay, what is the Blazers out?
What is the Blazers out? How many different ways can they go about it? They have
Like what? It, and now, well, May 12th, if they win the lottery, then that is your out, right? That's it.
Yeah, that's a get out of jail free card for anyone.
For anybody.
But that's the luck of it all. And look, there's one title winner every year. Every other team's bad. This whole idea of like the rings culture stuff, it drives me crazy. You have to continue to build.
Yeah.
The second this team stops continuing to build, then they're in purgatory.
Yes, but
that's purgatory.
But this team is like so playing.
Is that the ceiling? Is that the ceiling? Are we done? Are they done? They have no assets. They're strapped out. They're a playing team.
Well,
they're the Chicago
Bulls.
Hold on.
We just got done playing, and this is where like framing how Blazer fans feel. We just played the audio.
We need to
hold
be
on,
smarter
the,
about it.
Hold on, of the general manager saying, "I don't feel the need to take a big swing," and then the star maybe on this team. That was the head coach
and
the general manager, right?
Because they overpromised, and it was dumb to do.
It was dumb to do, and it happened, and they are downplaying the expectations, right? But when that is what is said and that is what is public, I understand how the Blazer fans are going to feel that way. That, all right, we feel stuck right now because in the NBA, you win with stars, and that guy isn't on the team. Now, I feel like there's a whole swath of the fan base that is unwilling to acknowledge that this team has developed and grown young players. And
they're still incredibly young.
And they are very young. They were younger than Auburn. But they still need that dude.
And I'm not disagreeing with that
right.
at all.
But
they have avenues
when
to
you're,
do
when,
that.
When your coach and your general manager are telling the fan base that move isn't going to be made or doesn't feel like that move is going to be made, that's where they feel like that. And I understand that because you sit there and you're like, all right, well, I guess it felt everything that was said yesterday, it felt like a run it back year. And that was what
this
fans
means, this
started
year was
to,
a run it back year.
That's what fans started to hate about Neil Olshey.
Yes.
And they don't want to have happen again. And I,
for
one,
agree.
Am glad that this fan base, it finally is vocal enough to be like, no, we don't want that anymore. This is not going to be good enough.
When they
getting to the play-in, getting to the playoffs where we are a, you know, 6-10 seed.
Yeah. No.
We don't want that.
No, and you
I'm
should.
I'm happy that the fan base is there. But
they're not. They're not there. They're not there though. Like when they're in year 7 of this, like they were with Dame, that's purgatory.
Okay,
but they're not. They're in year
totally
3.
I am totally fine, and I think it is our jobs to be the ones that do explain that to everybody, and so everybody's like, "All right, this is a path moving forward, right?
And that's the thing. Yeah. It's like the path is still as wide as a truck.
Yeah, man.
That's what I'm trying to tell people. Look, I'm not saying this is carrying the water for the Blazers. I'm looking around at organizations around the NBA and going, look, teams do studies on draft assets, draft capital, free agency, salary cap, and it's all this stuff that kind of comes out of it. And it gives you like multi-year projections. And you can talk about what the Rockets have, what the Thunder have, what the Jazz have, what the Blazers have, what the Pistons have, all of the younger teams that are starting to make the moves, and they all have the same basic tenets.
Yeah.
Now, they diverge based on your personnel.
Yeah.
But like what you can do, did the Lakers expect to get Luka Doncic? Did he factor into their 2-3-5-year plan? God, no.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
The NBA, and I'm not saying the Blazers are getting Luka, but I'm talking about the volatility of those projections. It's just on a dime. There's discussions of three different players in the NBA right now that you would not believe that might be on the move this summer.
Big names.
And they will shift the entire landscape of the NBA if it happens.
Yeah.
And what comes out of it, and nobody would have said this 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago, let alone where things are now.
Yeah.
And that's why I look at this stuff and go, okay, can they do something? Can they figure something out? If they can't, then I'll get mad at them the same way I did Neil Olshey. But they don't, to your point, have the Dame yet.
Yeah. And that's the thing is that the fan base looks at it completely different because they still feel stuck.
Like, but it's a different team. It's a different
totally
era.
Agree.
Everything
totally
is different.
But that's the way that it feels, right? But that's how fans feel because they're like, when can we get out of it? Like, perfect text. This sounds like some Mariners BS, right? Like 54%. And it doesn't help that, you know, they were touting the back half of the season where they won 55%, right?
Yeah.
But it's like, although it is totally different, the books are clean, you have assets moving forward, it feels the same in that when is a jump going to happen? Because you haven't felt that jump since Dame was in his second
year. I saw people complaining through their noses about Denny Avdia and the overpay. How many of you are screaming about it now?
Well, okay.
But that's my point. You don't know as they continue to go and figure things out.
Yeah, well, I'm happy they're just holding the franchise accountable finally.
Talking to people in the front office, they're not settling. This isn't where they're at.
Yeah.
They don't think that this is the team that's going to take them into the next era. They think they have a couple pieces.
Yeah.